Grow Great, the podcast, episode 4013. This is a swing business. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at Grow Great, the podcast. It's about building a great business. Well, really, it's about building great leaders because great leaders build great businesses. Find out more about me and the podcast over at the website, growgreat.com. This is a swing business. This is a job you have to keep swinging at. So it's just about the next swing, really. Said Adam Levine, lead singer for Maroon 5 and one of the four celebrity judges on NBC's The Voice. Season 9, which was last season, we are now in season 10. In season 9, a contestant named Natalie Yokavazi, she returned to the NBC Voice stage this year. Yep, she came back a year later. Well, a season later. Except this time she hoped the outcome would be different. She hoped that a chair would turn around. If you've not watched this show, four celebrity judges, they are this season. They are Adam with Maroon 5. They are Pharrell. They are Gwen Stefani. Christina Aguilera. And Blake Shelton. Their chairs are turned around where they can't see the performer, hence the name The Voice. And so these are called blind auditions. Well, Natalie came last year and nobody turned around. A judge has got to turn a chair around, and if multiple judges turn around, then they kind of jockey and vie for this person to choose them to be their coach so they can be on their team. The object, of course, is for the coach to win by having a singer that wins the whole thing. Well, nobody turned around for Natalie last year, but Adam, that was Adam's quote to her. He said to her, "This is a job you have to keep swinging at. So it's just about the next swing, really." Just two sentences. That's it. That's all he said to her. And that's all it took to drive her to prepare so that she could come back this year. On Monday night this week, she performed Mr. Know-It-All by Kelly Clarkson. Guess what? Almost immediately, Adam turned his chair around. Poignant moment. Because it was Adam's advice that had made such an impact on her. Shark Tank is the business show that everybody raves about. But I find many, many, many business and success lessons on The Voice. Mostly because your business, all business, is a swing business, as in you've got to take a swing. Have you ever held a job or launched a business that wasn't one where you had to keep swinging? Yeah, me neither. All businesses, all careers are based on taking swings. Very few, really only the most high-profile CEOs, have been on a stage so public as The Voice. I mean, even when they are, they're not quite performing like a singer does. You know, because CEOs, we do work that isn't singular. It's this daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly effort. Rarely is our work judged by a single event. As CEOs, we don't perform some single performance, some single decision. Well, unless, of course, the decision's terrible. I mean, most of us were somewhat seasoned as well. Me, I've got four decades of work behind me, so I'm familiar with the trail, even if there's a new hole that may appear every now and again on the trail. I mean, many of these contestants on The Voice, they're quite young. I mean, some are 15, 16. They're just beginning their trip down the trail, and that makes their bravery, to me, it makes their bravery even more outstanding. I mean, to walk onto that stage on national TV and to expose themselves in such a personal way, I mean, man alive, it's enough to make my hands sweat. The risk? Well, Natalie experienced the risk last season. Nobody turns around. No chairs turn. Complete, utter rejection. Yeah, now the judges, they're mostly kind, and they do a great job of trying to give each of the rejected contestants some advice that they can use. And where they do sense that the person's got some talent, but nerves got the best of them, or they picked the song that probably didn't serve them well, then the judges will encourage them to work on those specific things and come back. Come back next year. I mean, like the advice that Adam gave Natalie last year. But still, Natalie, she said in the interview before she performed this year that she went home last season after that rejection, after nobody turned their chair, and what she experienced was just complete devastation. I don't know how long her funk lasted. She's a single mom, so she's a young lady, but she's not a kid. But it put her in a funk. Hey, kudos to her, though, for getting back in the batter's box and coming back to take another swing. Nope, she didn't get all four chairs to turn. In fact, she only got one chair to turn around, Adams. One is enough. Natalie's success, her ability to get on the show and advance one more round, well, it just took one swing and a hit. That's all you need, just one win. Yeah, sometimes we get caught up in the notion that we have to win really big, and it can trip us up because, well, we all want to go big. None of us want to go home. We all want to go big. But small isn't insignificant. Small doesn't have to stay small. Small isn't failure. On Tuesday, released an episode, and I talked about how valuable attempts are. Yeah, you're seeing a theme this week, I suppose. You know, brought about mostly because of the people that I encounter who are being tripped up thinking that their work isn't important or that their work isn't productive enough. And I don't mean motion versus action. I mean people who are putting in repeated attempts, people who are garnering some success and then being judged, or they're judging themselves, as failure because it's not as successful. Taking a swing in baseball, that's the metaphor, and I'm not a baseball guy. I'm not a baseball fan, but I can appreciate the comparison. In fact, I went so far as to read a pretty interesting article on the value of batting practice in Major League Baseball called BP, Batting Practice. Yeah, there's a link. Go to the show notes. GrowGreat.com, episode 4013. You can't hit the ball with the bat on your shoulder. It's a great line. I've heard that line for as long as I can remember. No idea who said it. Probably should have Googled that. You can. You can't hit the ball with the bat on your shoulder. You can stand in the batter's box while the pitcher's throwing the pitch, and you can leave that bat on your shoulder and not even attempt to take a swing. I mean, baseball fan or no, we can all understand how true that is. You have to take a swing. And whether baseball players need to take 100 practice swings or just one, who cares? I don't care. I mean, the fact is a professional baseball player has taken hundreds of thousands of swings in their lifetime. They have done it so much, been coached so much, and developed the muscle memory so fully, they've got instincts about it. Keep the bat on your shoulder. Don't take a swing. Don't take any action. Risk nothing. Do nothing. Lose nothing. But gain nothing. Now, there's no guarantees that swinging is going to work. I mean, last season, Natalie took a swing. Nobody turned around. She was rejected. She went home dejected. But Adam's words echoed in her head for months and months and months until a new season of The Voice started. And as the coaches told her the other night, It takes a braver effort to return a second time because, man, the pressure is so much more intense. I mean, Adam even talked about it. He even talked about how it could make his hands sweat just to think about the pressure of a returning person who was rejected last season and now they're giving it another go. When you've lost once before, it is easy to just quit and say, hey, I tried, right? I tried, I failed. But for some reason, Natalie looked deeply inside herself and she made a choice. I'm going to try again. She wanted to take another swing, full well knowing she might strike out again. Okay, but this time she was armed with some coaching advice from last season, and she also knew that she just might get somebody to turn around for her. Adam turned around. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, this all happened Monday night. Neither does Natalie. She doesn't know what's going to happen. Shoot, Adam doesn't know what's going to happen. The producers of the show don't know what's going to happen. All we know is that she got an opportunity to be on the show, and she didn't get that opportunity last season. And prior to Monday night, she didn't have that opportunity. But Monday night changed everything. One night, one swing, one season later. Just took one. Failure is a moment in time unless tenacity, resilience, snarliness. I mean, these are words that I love. I embrace these words. The ability to press on no matter what. The ability to be tough to play against. I talked about snarliness in a prior episode. You can go flesh that out. Yeah, just go to the website and plug in the word snarliness. Knocked down, dragged out, battered, beaten. I mean, those sound bad, don't they? Yeah, they sound bad, but they're not equal to being defeated. Because failure is just a moment in time if we keep on swinging. As long as we're working, as long as we're trying, which is why on Tuesday I got pretty ugly with Yoda and took issue with that famous Yoda quote, there is no try. Well, Yoda's an idiot. Yeah, there is try. And there's value in trying. Because as long as we're working and as long as we're trying, we're swinging. Now, absolutely right. Swings don't equal hits. But you can't get hits if you don't swing, even though the swings don't guarantee hits. The pressure to get it right, to knock it out of the park, that just puts too much emphasis on being perfect or getting it just right. You know, business people, we often talk about momentum and traction. And I'm as fond as you are of both of those words and those concepts, momentum and traction. But I'm not sold that it's wise for us to emphasize those so much. Momentum and traction can be really tough to feel. They can be really tough to measure. It can be really hard to know, am I gaining momentum? Am I gaining traction? How do we know? And sometimes people say, well, you know, I can't, I've got no sense of it. And because we've got no sense of it, then guess what happens? Sometimes people stop trying. And sometimes people stop trying too soon. They give up too quickly. Yeah, it's a little bit like examining the economy. Sometimes the smallest indicators can show us the way if we will just pay attention. But, you know, sadly, too many of us, we don't really know what to pay attention to. And so we miss it. Bigness begins small. Victory begins with a swing. And then another, and then another. And contacting the ball matters more than being comfortable watching another good pitch sail past us while we've got the bat on our shoulder. Because contact first begins with trying. And guess what? More often than not, missing. I mean, it's how it goes, right? Don't be ashamed of swinging. Don't be ashamed if you swing and you miss. Swing anyway. Because this is a swing business. All business is swing business. Hitters are first people willing to take a swing. And that needs to be you. That needs to be every leader. Because if our people see us willing to take a swing, they'll take swings. And isn't that what we want? Hey, it's absolutely what we want. It's a great quote. It's a great two-sentence advice that he gave Natalie. This is a job you have to keep swinging at, so it's just about the next swing, really. That's true for you. That's true for your career. That's true for the business that you run. It's just a job you got to keep swinging at, so it's just about the next swing, really. And then keep swinging. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I appreciate you clicking play. I'd love it if you would subscribe to the podcast. Me, I tell you what I'm taking a swing at. I'm taking a swing at building a new CEO peer advisory group for Vistage International. Yeah, some months ago, Vistage hit me up and asked me if I would build a CEO peer advisory group here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I answered the call. I did. I stepped into the batter's box and I said, yeah, absolutely. I'm in. I see huge value in this. I'm willing to take this swing. I'm looking for other people who are willing to take a swing with me. You can find out more by going to the website at growgreat.com. In the navigation, you'll see a tab that says Vistage, V-I-S-T-A-G-E. Click on that tab and it will tell you more. That's it. That's all I got. I hope it's been a great week. You still got more time left in the week, so go out. And if it hadn't been a great week, you still got time. Hey, it's only Thursday. You got time to go out and make it a good week. End it on a high note. You hadn't taken enough swings this week? Well, you plenty of time to get more swings in, so go for it. Coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth. Storm season, by the way, here in Tejas. My name is Randy Cantrell. Again, the website is growgreat.com. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio.